you. Mishnah starts off. Sukkah shehi gevoya lamalam yesramamma. If the sukkah is higher, then 20 yam is tall. Now the Lashon sukkah here means the schach. Usually what Rashi says, the schach is called the sukkah. If the schach is higher than 20 yam is tall, high, it's psula. We have Yehuda master, Yehuda holds no, still the sukkah is kosher. So Rashi says, Megvor Meforesh Puktayu. The Gemara will explain what the machlik is. We have Yehuda and the Rabbonin. If the schach is lamala mechofama. Now lamala here means, the Gemara in Erevin says, it means the halal. In other words, the air, the space between the floor and the beginning of the schach has to be more than 20 yamis. If it's exactly 20 yamis, it's still kosher. If the space from the floor until the schach is more than 20 yamis, then that schach is possible. If the schach is not more than 10 tfachim off the ground, also with psula, it's not right to live there. If it doesn't have three walls, also the sukkah is possible. If you have more sun, then you have shade, also psula. The sukkah is possible. So Rashi learns, Sholosh Tefanos, Nami Bigmori Yalaflu. We learn it out from sukkim how we know the sukkah has to have at least three walls. And if you don't have three walls, the sukkah is possible. Vishachamosum Ruba Mitzulsum, if you have more sun, then you have shade, the sukkah is possible. So Rashi, Achidish, Rashi learns, Hamuit, the little bit shade that you have, little bit sail, is bottle bereif. It's bottle bereif. Berehu kimi shenor. It's as if you have no sail, no shade at all. Therefore, there's like no schach. Rashi says, v'yal shem ha-schach kruya sukkah. What does the shem sukkah mean here? It doesn't mean the walls. It means the schach. Al shem the schach. And the side of the schach here, that has to make sail. That has to make shade. So because of the shade that we have, that's why it's called the sukkah. Now the kasha on this Rashi, all the Acharonim asked, the Rishonim even asked, like how is the shade to be bota b'roiv? Bota Rashi means the little bit shade that you have is bota b'roiv, the little bit schach that you have is bota b'roiv with the sun. So how can it be bota b'roiv? You see the schach, like you have two or three beams there. True, most of it is open, therefore there's more sun coming in than there is shade, but I call upon them, you have schach there, there are beams there. So how can you say it's bota b'roiv? Bottle brave only applies something we don't know, we don't see it, which says bottle brave. But if it's nicker, you see clearly the beams are still there, how can you say it's bottle brave? So the Ran explains a little bit here that we're not talking about on top of the tzach, we're talking about on the floor. Because we'll see later on in the Gemara says even if on top it's 50-50, let's say you have one beam there 5 inches, then you have a space 5 inches, then another beam 5 inches, another space 5 inches. If on top it's machta, still the schach is possible. You know why? Because on the floor, you're going to have more sun than you'll have shade. So the Gemara says, we don't look how it is on top, we look how it is on bottom. In other words, the yisod of the schach is, it has to make tzel, it has to make shade. So we have to look on the floor to see how much shade is in the sukkah. So in the case when we have on the floor more sun than we have shade, so really the shade is not a double shade by mamish. It's not anything you could touch. It's like nothing, the shade. So therefore, that's Rashi's lashon. It's like bottle b'roiv. As if to say that shade on the bottom doesn't have a shade, because most of it is sun. And some want to say Rashi even means the yisod of Ruba Kekula. There's another yisod, Ruba Kekula. If you have most of it, when you want to know a space, an area, like Hilchos Mechitza we have like that. If you have 10 feet, and let's say you have a mechitza there, 6 feet, halacha is the mechitza helps for the whole place. Because we say Ruba Kekula. If you have rover this 10 amos, rover these 10 feet, has the mechitza there, 6 feet, has the mechitza, so it helps for the whole space, because Ruba Kekula. If rover of the area has the mechitza, it's considered like the whole thing has the mechitza. Here also, if on the bottom, rover of this space here has sun, it's considered like the whole thing is sunny. And therefore, it's like bottle the same shade, so you don't have any shade at all. That's why the sukkah is possible. In other words, you say the schach is, you have to have shade here. Shade means on the bottom you have to at least have 50-50% shade on the bottom. That means on top you have more tzel, you have more schach than you have openings. But if on the bottom there's more sun than shade, then we say that small part of the shade is like botul, it's not considered there, so it has no schach at all. Alright, we'll see more about this in the Gemara. So the Gemara. Tanan Hossim, learn the Masech to Ervin, Movui Shu Gevoya Meyeskramama. If you have a movui is usually a street, a side street, that's open, that has mechitzas on three sides, and the fourth side is open. So with Rabbonin, you have to make a heker on the fourth side. Either you put a lechi, a beam going straight up, or else you put a kura, a beam going across on the entrance of the Mavi, you have to have a kura going across. Now the locker is, how high could that kura going across the entrance be? So in Erevin we learned that Mavi should gavoyam yesem amma. If the kura is higher than 20 amas high, is yamayit, you have to bring it down. But if it's still higher than 20 amas, it's no good. Rabbi Yehuda Waima Engatzorach. Rabbi Yehuda holds null, says now Mishnah Engatzorach. Even though the Kura is more than 20 amas high, still it's kosher. That's the locker there by Mavi. For the Gemara, Maishino Gabi Sukha the Tani Psula. How come in our Mishnah it only says Lashem Psula? If the Schach is Lamala Miyeskamama, it's Psula, that's all. Oh, Maishino Gabi Mavi the Tani Takantum. By Mavi, it doesn't only say if it's more than 20 amas high, the Kura, it's Psula. But there it says at Takon, it says what you should do about it. It says you might. It says, you know, if you put it up too high, bring it down. Falcom there in Erevin explains that Takon says what you should do. And here, by Sukkah, it only says Psula, it doesn't go to explain how you should fix it. So Gemara says two Tutrutzim. Sukkah the Araisa, Tony Psula. Sukkah, now in Mishnah, we're talking about a mitzvah the Araisa, you have to have a Sukkah, you have to have Tchach. And when you have Lamala Mechof, it's possible the Araisa. So since it's possible the Raisa Tony Psula, it's possible for the Mishnah to say Psula. Like Rashi says, Tony Psula means Shayak Lemisni Bay Loshem Posel, Kleimar, Lenasis Ketoro Kalachem. You did not do it the way you were supposed to. Now how are you supposed to do it? The Torah said how you're supposed to do it. It's like before we learned the Mishnayasin, we know already what the Torah said to make a sukkah. So now the Mishnah come along and tell us you did not do it the way the Torah told you to do it. So it's possible to say Loshem Psula. Mashenkein Movui by Unlockers of Ervin, the Rabbonin, there is only Midi Rabbonin. Because Midi Raisa, when you have three walls, three Mechitas around you, you're allowed to carry in there. Even though it's a Machlaikis Rishonim, some Shitas learn that even a Rishus Sayochid Midi Raisa is enough with just three walls around you. The Rambam Shitim is no. You need four walls around you to make it a Rishus Sayochid. But that's only to give it a Din Rishus Sayochid Midi Raisa. Like if you carry from Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYochid, the only chayv of that Rishus HaYochid has four walls around it. Let's say that Rishus HaYochid only has three walls around it. If you carry from right outside the Rishus HaRabim into it, according to the Rambam, you're potter. But you're potter because it's not called Rishus HaYochid. But the Rambam is moigah though that midiraisa you are allowed to carry in that area. Let's say you have a big area that has three walls around it. Midiraisa inside those three walls, it's not called the Rishus HaRabim though. It's not a Rishus HaYochid, but it's not a Rishus HaRabim either. Therefore, Madiraisa, you are allowed to carry inside those three walls. So here's a Mavi, is like a side road, that has three walls, and all along it has Chatserim, and it has houses. So the houses are all along the three corners, like three walls to it. So it's only open on the fourth side. So therefore, Midiraisa, you're allowed to carry inside the Mavi. So, Mavi Dirabonin, Tony Takanta. By a Mavi, that if you put the Kura Lamala Mechof, it's only possible with the Rabbonin. So therefore, the Mishnah over there says the Takon, it says how to fix it up. So Rashi explains, Mavi, the Kula with the Rabbonin, the Midiraisa Sagilov is Shalosh Mechitas. Midiraisa, you're allowed to carry as long as you have three Mechitas around you. The Enesorok Lekura Zuela with the Rabbonin. You only have to have the Kura with this beam going straight across the top of the entrance with the Rabbonin. Therefore, Tony Takanta. It says, watch how you do to fix it up. The loy shayach lemisni boloshim psul. It's not shayach for our the Mishnah of the Erev to say it's possum. The man posul kodim shenishtus Mishnah zu. What do you mean it's possum? Who said it's possum? Midi raisa, you don't need a kair altogether. It's only midi rabbonin you have to have a kair. Who's teaching us what the rabbonin said? The Mishnah is teaching us. So the Mishnah can't just say psula, like we don't know it's possum before this. Harehi tchila sarosu mitzvosim. That Mishnah in Erev is the first place that is teaching us the halach is of an Erev. Therefore, it can't just say psulam, it has to say the takon, it has to say how to fix it up. Therefore, the Mishnah there says that if you have your kura, lomala, mechofam, you know what you have to do? Bring it down, lower it down. That's what you have to do. This is one teretz. The boy is saying with another teretz is no. Via the Araisa, nami, toni, takanta. Really, on mitzvah, the Araisa, it's possible for Mishnah to say a takon. Therefore, we have a question. Why didn't our Mishnah say here that sukkah, she gavoy, lomala, meyeser, mama, she said you might? Why does the Mishnah just say psula? Why didn't it say how to fix it up? Rashi, your boy is saying that the Raisa nami shayach l'meim atakanto. And a mitzvah the Raisa also you can afford to say how you're supposed to fix it up. So then why didn't the Mishnah say to fix it up, lower it? Miu, sukkah dinafisha milsa. There's a lot of halachas now, Mishnah. Posik v'tani psula. Therefore the Mishnah stam wants to say it's posel. Ma'ashen kein mobui, the loy nofish milay. But here the loch of the kerus, talking about just one halacha, that if the kerus lamala mechof, it's possum. So instead of saying possum, it explains it already, how you fix it up, bring it down. Tony takanta. There the kerfua to say how you fix it up. So drashi, sukkah the nefishim ilsam, v'yein daimatak nesayim zulazu. Like the Mishnah says, a lot of different things that are possible here. And if the Mishnah will go to explain how you fix up each one, it'll take a long time. You have to say different words. Each way to fix it up is a whole different story. The first Mishnah part that says it's possible is too high, it says you fix it up, lower it. When it's not so high, it's less than 10 tefachim high, you have to say yagviya. You can't say the same lashon yamayit, you have to say bring it up. You have to make a third rule. You have to say the answer is put more schach on top of your sukkah. Hilkach posuk v'toni psula. Therefore, the Mishnah wants to say a short lashon. You should know it's possible. The maslach minul kula v'hach psula. You can put everything together in one word that it's all possible. The kaimalon that yishan adol metalmida derek tzora. We have the Gemara. Psachim. It's always good to teach in a short lashon. In other words, short and sharp will understand you and he'll remember it. But if you start to elaborate too much, he'll forget it. So it's always better to say something short. Therefore, the Mishnah would rather just say psula, even though really could have explained the ways to fix it, but it'll take too long, so just says psula. That Mishnah only talks about one thing. It's just saying if the curve is too high, so there's one way to fix it, just lower it. That's why the Mishnah says it. Now the Gemara says, how do we know Pshan now Mishnah, according to the Tanakam at least, that if the sukkah, if the schach, is higher than 20 yamas off the ground, it's possible. How do we know that? So there's a lot of different shotim here. First, Omar Rabba says like this. The Yomar Kro, the Pasuk says, Laman Yedu Derasechem. Everybody, all the generation should know. Ki ba sukkah so shafi es bnei Yisrael. That Poshut Pshan, the Pasuk is, that Hashem wants us to remember, the Indian, when Klai Yisrael was in the Midbar, we lived in sukkahs there. We had the Anania covered on top of us. So to remember the Anania cover that we lived in the Midbar, we're supposed to make a sukkah. But we dashing now that it means to say, like Rashi says, Laman Yedu. We're dashing, it means to say, say sukkah, make a sukkah, sheyishivosa nikeres l'chor. That when you're sitting in the sukkah, you could realize, you could see the schach. The chsib, we dashing, Yedu. Kivasukkah sashavti, means sevisim leishavachim. As if to say, Hashem is telling us, sit in the sukkah, in order that you could realize that you're in the sukkah. So Rav Yafagav, the Yosef, the Truta, the Hekav, and the Kovid, Mil Dashim Leladroshim. Ava the Poshup Shan, the Poshup means just Ladoiros, you should remember that there was an Anya Kovid in the Midbar. We're also Dashim in the Poshup to say that when you're sitting in the Sukkah, you have to realize, you have to see the Schach. You have to remember the Schach. Now, what's wrong if it's more than 20 Amos high? The Klal is that Lamala, Meyeshra, Mamma, the Gemara says, Einodim Yodeya Shadar Basukkah. If the schach is more than 20 amos high, you don't realize you're in the sukkah now. You don't see the schach. Why? Because normally your eyesight, you don't start looking up. You don't see something above you 20 amos high. It's too tall. Avad, you could look up and see it. But a normal way, the way you turn around and see, normal sight, you only see what's doing up until 20 amos. When it's more than 20 amos high, you don't realize it. The sukkah hang a schach kishmo, like Rashi said in the Mishnah. What does the term mean by sukkah? What's called the sukkah? The schach. That you have tzil, you have the shade inside, that's called the schach. So you have to be able to see what's causing the tzil. The schach on top, you have to be able to see it. And if it's more than 20 amos high, usually you don't see it, therefore that's possible to derive some. That's the way Rabbah dashes this posuk. And Pasha, the other man, Yerma, don't like this Rosha, because they said, we'll see in a day, this posuk is talking about stam. Make it the Koran Ladaris that there was in Ananya Kovid. Not like Rabbi says. Right. But this is Rabbi's Rosha. Rabbi Zera says differently. Rabbi Zera Omer Mehocha from this posuk. The posuk in Yeshayahu, the sukkah tiel etzel yoimam, a sukkah that should be for you to protect you from the daytime, mechara from the heat. In other words, sukkah means there should be tzel. You should have shade from the sukkah. So we dash like, we hold like this. Ad eskrimamo odem yoshev etzel sukkah. If the schach is not more than 20 amas high, then you know why you have shade on the bottom? Because of the schach. The schach is what causes there to be shade on the bottom. That's what's protecting you from the sun, like this pasuk says. A sukkah is something that protects you from the sun. If the schach is more than 20 yamas above the ground, then we say, Ein adam yoshev betzel sukkah, even though on the bottom it's shady, but it's not considered the shade came from the schach, from the top covering, Ela betzel defanus. Rather we say, where does the shade come from? From the walls. Since the walls are so high up, if you ask the tall walls, you know what blocks the sun from coming in? It's the walls that's blocking it, not the schach. And the pasuk says, what's called the sukkah? If the schach, the top part, has to stop the sun from coming in. Rashi is sukkah tiyu letzel, mashma ein schach el osu letzel. What's called the schach, what's called the sukkah? Only something that causes you to have shade. That's to protect you from the sun. So if it's more than 20 yamas high, then we say it doesn't protect you from the sun. I will soon speak out. The Marmalei Abaya. So Abaya said like this, Ela meyatev, that's the yisoid of a sukkah, that the schach has to protect you from the sun. It's the schach that causes the sun not to come in. What's going to be, Ho'oiseh sukkosa v'yashteros kanayim. What's going to be if somebody makes a sukkah in the middle, in between two big mountains? Ashteros kanayim is a place of Rashi. Shnei horim gederlim, two big mountains. V'yashvele b'neim, there was a valley in between them. Since they have two big mouths on the two sides of you, there's no sun at all coming into the bottom valley. So what's going to be if you make your sukkah on the bottom, in between two mountains? Is Hochin Amad have a sukkah? You want to tell me in such a case a sukkah is possible? So some say maybe Enechanami, Paisos Enu Porsche, no. How about in such a case the sukkah is too kosher? Zechurat Zakasher according to you. So you see, you can have a sukkah even though the schach is not causing the shade. Or Malay, so he answered back Poshit. Reb Zeri answered back Poshit. Or Malay, Hossam over there in the case we have the mountains, Dal Ashtaros Kanaya Nikatel Sukkah. True. You know what's stopping the shade, the sun from coming in? The mountains. But if you would take away the mountains, what would stop the sun from coming in? The Schach. So since this is a Sukkah that's row to stop the sun from coming in, that's called a good Schach. Like in other words, there's nothing wrong if two things stop the sun. If the schach and something else also stops the sun, that's good. But a koponim, if they wouldn't have been for the mountains, the schach would also stop the sun from coming in. Then it's kosher. Of a hocha, when the walls are more than 20 yamas tall, and you first have your roof above 20 yamas, then we say, dal defanis. If you take away your defanis, take away your walls, lek it sail, you won't have any shade at all. In other words, when the walls are so tall, even though you have a roof on top, that roof on top does not protect you from the sun. That is not what causes the shade on the bottom. What causes the shade on the bottom is only the walls. And if you take away the walls of the sukkah, that schach on top would not cause shade. So Rashi learns like this, Dal defanis, if you take away the sides, the walls, lek itzel sukkah. You would not have any shade of the sukkah. So Rashi, why? Shecham abo mitachter. So son, that the sun sneaks in on the bottom. Nimsa shmo bottle. What's the whole yisoid of a schach? That means something that causes shade. Now here, if the schach is 20 yamas high, even if you take away the walls, the sunlight would still come in on the bottom. So mice on the bottom, you still have sun there, that's not called a schach. Now the Rishonim asked the kash, the chura depends, what are we talking about, what part of the day? If we're talking about in the morning or evening, no matter how small the walls are, the thing that stops the sun from coming in is the walls, not the schach, because the sun is on the side. So what stops the sun from coming in? The walls. So the walls. So the Chur of the Gemara has to be talking about like 12 o'clock in the afternoon. By midday, that's the time the sun is directly above. So then we say the sun goes straight down. Then it depends. If you have a schach there, so that's what stops the sun from coming in. That's called a good schach. So the Rashi asked the Kasha, so what's Tanya Gemara then? The Chur, if the sun is straight above you, no matter how tall the schach is, let's say the schach is 100 feet high. L'churi, you know what causes the shade on the bottom? That's schach. The sun is straight above, and you have a schach here, so that causes the shade on the bottom. What do I care if it's more than 20 on the side? You say the shade comes from the walls. Why does it come from the walls? Why doesn't the sun stop it? He says, the Rashi Mataras says, that we're not talking about Yomei Tishrei, Yomei Nisi, we're talking about Yomei Tishrei. That Yomei Tishrei, even at 12 o'clock in the day, still the sun is not directly above, it's still a little bit on the side. So therefore, it would only be 20 yamas tall, it'd be the schach that causes the shade. But now that it's higher, it's not the schach that causes the shade. But Rashi's mashma a little bit different, and the Aruch HaNeir wants it in Masbim. Like, Chura, the farther away something is, the smaller and smaller it gets. So in other words, if this schach is more so high up, it's so small up there that Megayit here, like Rashi says, the sun creeps in from the side. Like if you have it more than 20 feet high, well, 20 yamas is maybe 40 feet, 30 feet high. If you have this chach above there, let's say it's only 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. Since it's so high up, like Rashi's saying, it won't cause to have shade on the floor. Because by the time the sun comes to the floor, it creeps in from the side. Because something that's so far away from you is seen much smaller. In other words, it can't protect the sun from coming down. That's the matter from Rashi. So if the tzchach is more than 20 yamas tall, it doesn't protect, doesn't stop the sun from coming in. That's not called tzchach. Therefore, it's possible. This is the pshat from Rava, that it asks in this pasuk in Yeshayahu, in Pshat Reb Zeira, that the sukkah teal itself. The tzchach has to be something that causes shade. Right? For Rava says like this, Mehoch, another pasuk. You have to live in the sukkah 7 days. On return, the Torah teaches us, tells us that kol shivas hayomim, all these 7 days, say midiras kfa, go out of your house, your permanent living, v'shev midiras aray, and now go live into a temporary living. Go into the sukkah that's called a temporary living. That's the pshat from basukas teishvum shivas yom. You only live in there just 7 days. It's not a permanent living. It's a temporary living. So we hold like this. Ad eskramama, if you have your walls up until 20 yamas tall, odem oisa dirosa dirasarai. It's possible to make the wall not so strong. Since it's only 20 yamas high, it'll stay up even though it's not so strong walls. That's called like a temporary building. Mashenke lamala mi eskramama. Once you make your walls more than 20 yamas high, is a odem oisa dirosa dirasarai. It's not possible to make those walls so simple or cave in. In order to make walls more than 20 yamas high, you have to make them very strong, the walls. Therefore, it becomes due to diras kva, that's why the sukkah is possible. Ela diras kva, it's no more diras ara, it has to be a permanent living, and that's possible. So, omalei abayis abayis, back to Rava, lechura, ela meyatev, that's your svara, what's going to be? Osa mechitza shabazon. Let's say somebody makes a small sukkah, only 10 feet high, but imamish makes it from big walls he makes from barzon. Even though Lechura Basel, he could say it's Lavdavkum. The only Chazanish Lechura has learned here Lavdavkum. Because Chazanish learned, you know, that sukkah has to be held up by a maimid that's not Makabal Tumah. So maybe you can't use metal to hold up your sukkah. We're makel to say if you have a wood going across. But the Chazanish thinks of that. He holds what has to hold up the sukkah has to be from the floor, it has to be wood holding up. So here the Gemara says, Lechura, you make Mechitza Shabazel's Kashem. Lechura means Lavdavkum Shabazel. Yikah the Gemara means, let's say you make very strong walls. What's going to be then? You can tell me a sukkah is puzzle. Like some people have amish in the middle of the house. They have a regular house, and in the middle of the house, the roof opens up, and they make a sukkah there. So then the sukkah should be possible, because the mice of the walls you have for your sukkah are very strong walls. And we know not like that. So who is the kasha, and you rub them. You see, that's not what the Torah means. The Torah doesn't mean to say that if the walls are kavua, it's possible walls. Because then I was like, how could you have strong walls smaller than 20 amish? So Amalei, Rav answered back like this. You know what I meant to say like this? This is what I meant to say. When the Torah says this year of Diras Kfan, Diras Arai, it doesn't really mean the sukkah has to be only a temporary living. Avadi could be also a kfa. It could be a permanent living. But the Torah is teaching us the shear. The Torah is saying, Lamashallah, how high it can still be kosher. And the Torah is telling us, Ad Chof Amom, up until 20 Amos high, the other Meister, the Rosh, Diras Arai, it's possible to make the walls 20 yamas high, and still there are only temporary walls, is kiyavad le diras kva, nami nothing. In other words, that's the shear. Up until 20 yamas, the sukkah is kosher. So even though now you make the walls permanent walls, still it's kosher. Because the Torah doesn't really mean it has to be temporary. The Torah just means the shear. Up until how high is the walls possible to be temporary? Is it possible to be alright? Up until 20 yamas. So now up until 20 yamas, no matter how you make the walls, they're kosher. But lamala mechop, once you make the walls more than 20 yamas high, is the other moisture diros or diros kva. It's not possible to make those walls to stay only diros arai, a temporary wall. It has to be made a permanent wall. So therefore, kiyovu le diros arai, even if somehow you're going to make a temporary wall, nami lenofik, still you're not yoitza. No, the Torah is like teaching us a shear. Like Rashi says, Adesamam the other Moisa, Shaf Bidomi, Devada Yeshmachla Kvarain, Freyosa Katera, Viakochle Ekpidu Tari al Arai, Ella Lashem Shir. That's what the Torah says the Sukkah should be an Arai, temporary. It doesn't mean Mamish temporary, it just means it should be the Shir, the size. Lo Seth Lachor Shir Begoivam. The Torah is teaching us how tall could the walls be. That normal talking, those walls could stay up in a temporary manner. That's up until 20 amos. But once it goes more than 20 amos, usually it has to be in a permanent manner. So that's the Torah says is possible. So these are a few different sheetahs we have, how you know sukkah l'malam mechof is possible. So now the Gemara explain how come one doesn't hold from the other one. What says kula karaba, the other one didn't like Rabbi's first Torah that he says l'man yedu derefeichem ki basukkah sashafti.